Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ20カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 20 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Japan Top 10. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Kusei.
Today's episode is kind of special, Kusei, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Because this month, we actually get to wrap up all of the best Japanese songs of 2025.
Woohoo!
Yay! Good end of the year look back, and even a few songs technically from last year, but I'm not sure how you're feeling, Kusei. Are there like any artists you're dying to see in this top 20 countdown?
There's definitely quite a few of my favorite artists on here, so I'm looking forward to it.
Likewise, and I'll just say fingers crossed, you know, Mrs. Green Apple, and of course, Fujikaze.
Definitely. Surely they'll be on here.
Fingers crossed, but announcement time. We are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. You get to work with Kusei and yours truly if you join. If you're interested in different things from audio editing, hosting, or content production, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. So, let's get into this countdown, right?
Let's get into it.
Ikimashō. At number 10, we have Iris Out by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 10.
were just listening to Kenshi Yonezu with Iris Out. Kenshi Yonezu is one person of many, many talents. But boiling it down, he's a Japanese singer-songwriter and illustrator.
Yonezu's 2018 single Lemon became his biggest hit in Japan, topping the Billboard Japan Hot 100 year-end chart for two consecutive years.
His 2022 song Kickback is his most successful single to date outside Japan. Debuting on international charts including UK rock and metal singles and US hot rock and alternative songs, and was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIA.
Iris Out started as the opening theme for the Japanese animated film Chainsaw Man, the movie Reza Arc. The song was later released physically on September 24th of 2025 alongside Jane Doe. The closing theme song is a double A-side maxi single.
Lots of love for Kenshi Yonezu. I'm not sure how you feel about this song versus his other songs, but I thought it was a great compliment to his existing discography.
I agree, definitely. Mm. Kenshi Yonezu also made Kickback for the Chainsaw Man opening, right?
Yes.
Yes. So hearing another Kenshi Yonezu song for another Chainsaw Man opening, this time for the movie, was definitely a treat. I've been meaning to watch this movie. My friends and I never just got around to it because of like school exams and stuff, but we will. We definitely will. I am a big Chainsaw Man fan though. Mm-hmm. I am keeping up with the manga weekly, so shout out to Tatsuki Fujimoto for Chainsaw Man.
It's a great one. So see, you have great taste in it. But you know, we have other animes and mangas, and it feels like, I'm not sure if you had a watch list this year or a read list, but it feels like I barely got through this year, and it feels like I have this tower above me of things I have to watch and read.
I feel the same way, but
same.
Chainsaw Man should definitely be on that tower, is all I'm saying.
Well, that's a part of my ritual, you know, that's a part of having taste. So I'm like, okay, this is with me, this is beside me. And I'm like looking up at the tower, the mountain of content, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of scary.
Up next, we have Blue Amber by Back Number.
Number 9.
Thank you.
you just listened to Blue Amber by Back Number. Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004. The band consists of Iori Shimizu on lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima on bass guitar, backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara on drums and percussion.
The group's biggest hit is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart and was later certified as selling over 1 million copies by the Recording Industry Association of Japan and surpassed over 300 million streams on the Billboard Japan chart.
In 2004, Iori Shimizu formed the band in Gunma Prefecture. The band was named Back Number because of a girl who had dated Shimizu in high school, who went on to date another musician. To her, Shimizu is an ex-boyfriend, or a back number. He wanted to make a cooler band than the musician's band with the hope that the girl might come back to him. I've been listening to some Back Number songs, and some of them do sound like they are about heartbreak or a girl leaving the person, so, you know, I can see how this event might have influenced the singer in this case.
I was just gonna say that I hope that he found a better person.
Indeed.
that yeah, you know, it's like, why do you want to make a band for them to come back? You know, I don't want to say this, but our J Top 10 listeners, life advice time. Once you take out the trash, you take out the trash. End of my life advice. I'm not sure how you feel. What love advice would you give to this band?
No, definitely. For sure. Yes. Emphasis. Exclamation mark. J Top 10 special episode on love advice.
Yes. And I think, Kuze, you should be the host. And I'm going to write down that quote. I'm just going to write down that quote. Put it up for 2026 for all of our listeners. Love yourself. Don't run after another person. I have saved you from creating a band. Yeah, I am sorry, but you know, it's better to, you know, just get over with the heartbreak. But while we pause from the heartbreak, we have another announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Back to our countdown. At number 8, we have Blue Jeans by Hana.
Number 8. My last PS 何かが足りてない日常にフラッシュライみたいな君だった so bright 今だにまだ目が痛 so blind インスタント自信がなくて Baby girls たちに嫉妬して気づいた時にはもうひねくれて適当に生きてまた出かけて Alright いつも通りのない、yeah、嘘みたいに綺麗な、yeah、あの夜あの時間Blue jeans, blue sneaker My hair was mess 崩れたマイク深夜一時 Blue jeans, blue sneaker 近づいて君は You baby 綺麗な糸だ Blue jeans, blue sneaker Yeah High heel にワンピース長い足完璧なバディそんな子たち君は横目に私のとこへ Like a fantasy 何度も確かめたい I'm not a type バカって言ってそれでも君は笑って真夏の間だけでも信じて Alright 傷つくのが怖くて戸惑う私を少しだって気にしてくれない私が恋した君は Blue jeans, blue sneaker Your hair was mess
were just listening to Hana with Blue Jeans. Hana is a 7-member Japanese girl group formed by Chan Mina through the audition show No No Girls in 2025.
They're managed by Sky High's company BMSG and are signed to No Label Music, a record label founded by Chan Mina, currently operating under Sony Music Japan.
Hana released the pre-debut digital single Drop on January 31st, 2025. Later, they released their debut maxi single Rose on CD on April 23rd. The title track was released digitally on April 2nd.
Blue Jeans was announced as the group's second major single released before their new digital single, Bad Love.
Okay, did you see their recording on the first take of this song?
Oh, I love the first take. I didn't see this one, though.
It was so good. And I was like, oh, they just came from an audition show, probably flexing on each other.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say this, but I got to put it out there. It does feel very like K-idol influenced. Because like how they're like developing like every separate member and also the choreography. If you watch the music video for this and also how they have a separate dance version. I'm not sure for our listeners how well you're into girl groups, but I see more girl groups on the Korean side doing their own discography videos and a lot less on the Japanese side. So this is like, are they trying to bring that style to Japan? But I really enjoyed this music video and their performance on the first take.
I see. That's interesting. See, I didn't know that. It's always good to have someone around that actually knows, you know, idol culture and K-pop and can elucidate me on cultural things like this that I'm missing out on.
Yeah, I'll just say you're missing a ping pong match going on because, you know, it comes from like the US and Europe and then it ping ponged to Japan and then, you know, Japanese like 80s city pop idol culture and then ping pong to Korea and then Korea took some American influence and some British influence and then that's ping ponged back to Japan and also China and it's like a ping pong match going back and forth of, you know, idolhood.
Awesome. Our next song is Cinema by Aiko.
Number 7.
Yeah.
You just listened to Cinema by Aiko. Aiko Yanai, known mononymously as Aiko, is a Japanese singer and songwriter. She is most favored for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, Sakura no Toki, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira.
In April 1996, Aiko became a radio host of FM Osaka after graduating from college. She released a CD, which she produced independently with her friends, all from college, in August. She participated in the 5th Music Quest Japan Final on the 10th of October and was awarded the Excellence Award shared with Ringo Shina.
Cinema serves as the theme song for the NTV drama Ensemble, showcasing her signature emotional lyrics about fleeting connections and finding oneself.
I'm not sure how you feel about Aiko, but I love her, and it's still kind of a shock that she got married in 2021. It was like, you know, in the J-pop world, it's like Aiko's everyone's, you know, like little sister, very cutesy, and then just boom, marriage. It's like, wait, how did that happen?
Interesting. See, I didn't know about, Aiko's, I guess, personality or Aiko's life. I have heard quite a few Aiko songs, though, and they have all been bangers so far, including this. Love the instrumentals in this.
Likewise, I love the instrumentals, but I will say I'm very nostalgic for Aiko's like older music videos and just older songs, because you will always hear them at karaoke.
Oh.
And I've only heard Cinema sung twice at karaoke, so I'm like, maybe will this be the next Aiko song to sing?
Yeah, you should pioneer that.
We will see. We will see it. One of my colleagues, she's a huge Aiko otaku and looks just like Aiko. So I think it's her time to shine.
Awesome.
And before we move on, we have a quick announcement. Join our Patreon Donors Club. If you want to hear up to double the amount of songs on this episode, join our Patreon Donors Club starting at only $1 a month. For details, see our website at jtop10.jp/club. Back to our countdown. At 6, we have Watch Me by Yosobi.
Number 6.
Like
You were just listening to Yosobi with Watch Me. Yosobi is a Japanese musical duo formed in 2019. It consists of songwriter and producer Ayase and vocalist Lailas Ikuta under the moniker Ikura.
Represented by the slogan, Novel into Music, the duo songs are originally based on selected fictional stories posted on monogatari.com, a social media for creative writing operated by Sony Music Entertainment Japan.
Rising to prominence during the COVID-19 pandemic in Japan, Yosobi's debut single, Yoru ni Kakeru, spent 6 non-consecutive weeks atop Billboard Japan Hot 100 and topped its 2020 year-end chart, the first ever non-CD single to do so, as well as receiving the first ever Diamond and Double Diamond certifications for streaming from the Recording Industry Association of Japan.
Watch Me is based on Kenta Shinohara's short story, Kokoro Kokoro. The song served as the first opening theme for the 2025 anime, Witch Watch. I love Yosobi.
Same, I was going to say that, you know, this year was a great year for Yosobi, and I'm not sure, did you watch their very first music video where they're performing like live and not, you know, through anime?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That was a great banger, and this is also another good one, and it's just, I love them so much. I'm not sure how you felt about this song.
I mean, it's a really fun song. I feel like the character in it really goes for that, you know, cutesy anime aesthetic, and it's like a, you know, watch me, you know the message. It's pretty fun. I like it. You know, I don't know anything about the anime Witch Watch. I have seen that this song has a lot to do with the anime as well, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like it. It's fun. It's cute. It's nice. I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I really enjoyed this song, and I'd say, oh, this is going to bite me for saying this, but they did not release a single bad song this year. I was surprised because I'm like, oh, they're probably going to change their direction. But no, this year was pleasant.
That's awesome. You know, Yosobi rarely disappoints, in my humble opinion. Quite a few albums with straight bangers on them.
Agreed. So I'd say, yeah, I was nervous what would happen this year. I'm like, oh no. And then, hey, nice surprises. So Yosobi, I'm giving my heart to Yosobi for Christmas. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, Yosobi. Before we move on to our next song, we have another announcement to make. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at haleyg@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And our next song is Kusushiki.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Keep by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number 5.
思う今世も欲した に忘れりゃこの世は極楽だ。正直になれない私はいつか素直になれる。あの子にきっといろいろと溢れては奪われる。愛してると大好きなさってまるで突き止めるね。また飲んだ言葉が目ぼらして体の中にずっと残れ。こじれる恋模様めくれば次の章。石になったあなたの歌を口ずさんで歩こう。一人じゃないって笑おう。不集めの次の病になった私の歌を口ずさんで歩こう。一人の夜を歩こう。
You just listened to Kusushiki by Mrs. Green Apple. Singer Omori started creating music when he was in 6th grade, but did not form a band until 2013.
On February 4th, 2014, the band released their demo CD, First Demo, at concert venues where they played. The demo included two songs, Risky Game and Koi to Uta. Just a few months later, their first mini album, Introduction, was released at the band's first self-planned event.
Kusushiki is the second opening for the second season of the anime Apothecary Diaries. This anime yet again.
And also a great band, a great song. Mrs. Green Apple, I hope, is in my stocking this year for Christmas, but who knows? Next. At number 4, we have Sketch by Aimyon.
Number 4.
Tanoshikatta ne. Mata utatta ne. Hazushi wasureta. Megane no ato da.絵になるよって笑って言うから、瞳で世界を救える気がしちゃう。今だって光るよ。君が現れた時からずっと足音が僕を弾ませるよ。迷う明日も君の姿があれば魔法。不機嫌も温かいその目もいつでも取り出せる宝物って。思い出に濡れながら僕は眠る。そばにいてくれてる。だから時々見えなくなってしまう。片目閉じてピントを合わす。もしも僕から君が消されちゃったら嫌だ。そんなこと言ってもいいの。 確かに100年つながってるんだ。まっすぐに揺れながら僕は描く。選んだ色は君に似合う淡く優しい色。少し照れくさいけど真面目に君のこと見つめてる。誰かと思えば運命の足音が僕を弾ませるよ。迷う明日も君の姿があれば魔法。不機嫌も温かいその面もいつでも取り出せる宝物って。思い出に濡れながら僕は眠る。揺れながら
You were just listening to Imyeon with Sketch. Imyeon is no stranger to any of our countdowns, and she's well known as a Japanese singer and songwriter. Her agency is E&S Entertainment, and her label is Unbored under Warner Music Japan.
Imyeon began penning songs in her first year of high school. While she was in school, she appeared on a music program that a friend uploaded on YouTube and performed the song in public for the first time. She also made it to the final round of an audition that her friends had sent her application to, without her knowledge, actually.
Yikes, but hey, at least she had a teacher give her a guitar. Shout out to her English ALT teacher who gave her a guitar. Hey,
fun
fact. Back to her school days, after graduating from high school, a YouTube video of one of her performances caught the attention of her first music label, Lustrium Music Entertainment. And lots and lots and lots of love for Imyeon. I'm not sure how you felt about this song versus her others.
I've definitely heard Imyeon before and remember liking her. I just don't listen to Imyeon a lot, so I feel like you have something really interesting to say about Imyeon. I just got those vibes from that question. What'd you say?
Okay, aside from the guitar part, I just enjoy how she writes her lyrics. And it's just, it feels like in the J-pop world, there's like a formula for writing songs. And it always feels like she's doing something different. So that's why she, you know, stands out, even if she was kind of avoiding the spotlight. But no shade, no shade. We love her.
Indeed, we love Imyeon. You know who else we love, I'd say?
Mrs. Green Apple and Fujikaze. And how about Jen Hoshino?
Indeed, we love Jen Hoshino. Up next, we have Eureka by Jen Hoshino.
Number 3.
するそれだけでその証拠なんだった。降りなすように歩いて止まってなくして取り戻してそれだけ。
You just listened to Eureka by Jen Hoshino. Jen Hoshino is a Japanese singer-songwriter, musician, actor, and writer. A very multi-talented person, I should say.
Yes, and also one of my favorites. We're not going to get into it, but since 2011, Hoshino has co-hosted the Ustream program Sake no Sakana with Ichiro Yamaguchi of Sakana Action. Okay, there we go. We got into it. That was my weird fact that I was going to say, that Jen Hoshino and Sakana Action, they're tomodachi, they're friends. In 2014, the program officially changed its awesome name to Yoru no Television. So from, you know, fish, alcohol, to night television. I'm not sure how I feel about that name change. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, Yoru no Television. It's simple, but sometimes simple works.
True, very true. But Sakana and Sakana... Oh, okay, we're not going to get into it.
Yeah. Hoshino's movie debut, Lee Sung-il's 69, was an adaptation of the Ryu Murakami novel of the same name. He previously acted in various television dramas and stage plays. You know, I've never seen a Hoshino movie or stage play. But I guess I just don't watch a lot of Japanese movies, unfortunately. Mostly just anime and Japanese music. Have you seen Hoshino act before?
Yes, I have seen his movie debut. But I'm just going to say this year was a big year for Japanese movies, especially, I'm not sure if you caught wind of like the best-selling Japanese movie of all time. Technically this year, there was a really big Japanese movie, and also now, you know, Hoshino's movie, that was a big one too, but it's interesting. I don't want to, this is weird to say, but also lately in the J-film world, there have been Korean directors directing.
Yeah, like this particular movie, right?
Yeah, and it's like the weird crossover because like early 2000s, it was Koreans coming to Japan to, you know, make their, you know, cultural influence. And now it's Japan going to Korea saying, please bring us your talent. We need your talent. Please come to Japan, direct our movies. Please bring back your music. So that is a interesting trend of the 2020s.
That's good to know.
The more you know on J Top 10. But moving on now, we have 50% by Official Higedandism.
Number 2.
悔のないように誰かに怒れるように生きてみようだなんて奮い立つのはいいけどストレスがあっても耐え抜くことこそが美学だなんて言うならここで一息つこう競争の義務はないリングもコースもないだからこそ手にする幸せもあるんだろう50パーで行きたいのにね100じゃなきゃダメなんて、oh、いつ教わったんだっけとバレーに帰って割とすぐにまた間違えてを繰り返してすり減るまで灰になるまで悪かねえなわけがねえ泡と消えたスローライフ滑り込んだ休日に誰かの輝いてる姿に勝手に焦り悔やみ現状に苛立ち眠るのもまさに今立ち止まってる場合じゃないと思い越しを動かし身の丈に合わない速度のトレッドミルに乗っかり転び風邪引き自己管理もできない自分に何を成し遂げられるというのだろうなんて言わないあまり甘ないよ
just listening to official Hige Dandism with 50%. So another good Hige Dandism or Hige Dan song. And after signing a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018, official Hige Dan released their debut single, No Doubt, the lead single from the extended play Stand By You EP.
On March 12th of 2021, it was announced that the band provided the opening theme song Crybaby for the anime Tokyo Revengers, premiering in April of 2021. On March 17th of 2022, they announced the opening theme song Mixed Nuts for the anime Spy Family, also premiering in April 2022.
50% is the band's 15th digital single and is used as the theme song for the movie Cells at Work. And this song was a jam. And I'd say, yeah, this was my favorite Hige Dan song from this year. I'm not sure your favorite Hige Dan song.
No, I agree. This song is so good.
It just hit this year. You know, Hige Dan hit and a few others like Fujikaze and Jen Hoshino. Just solid songs this year.
I know, right? I mean, what a countdown. So many great artists. It's just been a good year for Japanese music, I'd say.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that. So, do you need a drum roll?
I think we do need a drum roll.
Drum roll time!
Up next, we have, on our number one spot, Bitter Vacants by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number one. You just listened to Bitter Vacants by Mrs. Green Apple. 2015 marked a huge change for Mrs. Green Apple. On February 18th, the band released their first nationally distributed CD, Progressive. A month later, on March 26th, they announced that they would debut from a major label at their third self-planned event, which also sold out.
Mrs. Green Apple released their first full album, 12, on January 13, 2016, and made many appearances on television. The group went on their first national one-band tour from March 1st to April 10th of the same year.
Following the success of their first ever arena tour, the band announced that they'd be releasing a best album compilation called 5. The album consisted of remastered tracks from their previous albums as well as three new songs. It was released worldwide on July 8th of 2020, together with the music video for the song Theater.
Great song.
Great song.
Yeah.
Great band. We love Mrs. Greenapple.
Yes, it was a year for Mrs. Greenapple this year. And I think they keep getting better and better every year we go. So I'm excited to see what they have for 2026.
By the time it's 2030, Mrs. Greenapple will have absorbed all other bands on the planet. And it's just going to be Mrs. Greenapple on Spotify, just straight direct to them.
Watch out, Yosopi. Watch out. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think this is a perfect song for our number one spot.
Definitely. Number one of 2025, Bitter Waycons by Mrs. Greenapple. There you have it, folks.
Yes, but stay tuned as our last episode for this year will be released in just a week from now, featuring our audio editor, Jonathan. Learn more about him along with his song selections. So please stay tuned. We don't know which bands will Jonathan have, which idols will he have. Please stay tuned for more. But I hate to ask you this question, Kuze. Out of all these songs, what is your top song? Your number one song in your heart from our countdown?
Ooh, that is such a difficult question. You know, I love me some Kenshi Yonezu, so I'll just say Iris Out.
Okay, I see. Okay, that's a good one. That's a solid one. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you agree, though.
Okay, I love Kenshi Yonezu, but I out-listened that song. It was on repeat too much for me. So I love him, but I can't listen to Iris Out anymore.
Ooh.
Maybe I need to give it like 2 months, but that was actually my number two listened to song on Spotify.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm sorry, Kenshi Yonezu. I need to put you on the back burner, my back number this year. Oh no, sorry, wow. Kenshi. But I'd say probably, yeah, Bitter Vacants by Mrs. Greenapple, but seconded by Profusion of Flower.
Whoa.
But I'm sorry, Kenshi Yonezu. I'm sorry, Kuze. I just listened to, you know, Iris Out a little too much. It's a good running song.
Oh, well. We can't judge you for loving Mrs. Greenapple, can we now? So that's fair.
Very true. But I do promise Fujikaze, watch out next year. Watch out for Fujikaze. I'm not sure. What are your predictions for next year?
Yeah, no, I'm anticipating some Fujikaze for sure. Kenshi Yonezu, I mean, I'm used to seeing them, like, put out banger by banger by now. I'm looking forward to USOB. Maybe a new album, who knows? I mean, Higedan again, of course. Maybe a Gen Hoshino song or two, or three, or four. You know?
Why not all of them?
All of them, yes. All the numbers.
True, all the numbers. But I guess, you know, talking about the best songs of this year, we have to wrap up this countdown just like a Christmas present.
Well, thank you all for listening. This was the best Japanese songs of 2025. What a ride it has been. And we will bring you 360-ish days from now the best Japanese songs of 2026, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, stay tuned for that, but please have a safe holiday season and a safe New Year's, and stay tuned for Jonathan's episode before 2026.
Yes.
So until then, see you, mata ne.
Bye, jane. Japan Top 10.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.